Radio Nova, it is the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show. Here we are, folks. And, okay, this is good news. Good news story. A young Clondalkin boy is collecting Easter eggs for frontline workers and the homeless in Dublin. And basically, he's asking for your help. He's 9 years of age. He's Daniel McGowan. And his mother, Linda, well, have been accepting kind donations and putting them towards chocolate treats for the most vulnerable and deserving in the community. And Daniel is on the line. Good morning, Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Daniel, we are so proud and impressed with you. Tell everybody at home what you've been doing.
I've been collecting Easter eggs for inner city homeless and frontline workers.
Mm.
That is such a kind thing that you decided to do. What made you think of doing this?
The reason why I thought about this is because one day my mom asked me what Easter egg I would like for Easter, and then I thought the homeless don't get one.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's true.
So true. That is so true. They don't get a choice, do they?
No.
No.
Yeah.
So how did you start collecting them? How did it all progress?
So how it all progressed is. We just done a Facebook video on it.
Facebook, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Daniel, did you say, hi, everybody, I'm Daniel, and I'm looking to collect your Easter eggs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we done the whole big, I think we had two Easter eggs was the first one lady gave.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought we'd get to 200, but now we are... 2,700.
Wow.
Holy moly, what a success.
And that's not Daniel's manager, that's Daniel. That's Lynn did Daniel's.
That's his mummy.
That's his mum, yeah.
Yeah, I might as well be the manager.
Well, I think Linda will be a manager because I have no doubt that Daniel is going to go on and be a very successful businessman.
Yeah, yes.
Definitely.
You must be so proud of him, Linda, just coming up with this idea himself.
Come here, he's done it before for inner city homeless for his communion last year, and he donated half of his money, and we had bags of food dropped to the door. It was just amazing.
Wow. I think
the
best thing at the moment is for the past 2 days, a lot of children have been donating their Easter eggs to Daniel. We had one child. Oh, she had saved up her pocket money, and which I think it was about 20 eggs yesterday were dropped over, and another kid done the same thing. It's just amazing.
That's brilliant. So do you physically have all the Easter eggs, Linda?
Oh, my kitchen, we have boxes. It's unbelievable. We've about 20 boxes in the kitchen. That's gone. And the sitting room, well, we've got 15 big boxes in there now.
Jesus.
What happens next?
Do you have to drop them off then to all the different places?
Yeah, we're heading out to the Curra camp on Thursday, Cattlebrewer, Barracks, and a few fire stations, and we have Rome Town Guard are coming to the house tomorrow to speak to Daniel as well.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Well, listen, do us a favour. Will you take a picture of all of those now and send that WhatsApp that photo into us? It'd be great to see all the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
I will. Daniel was trying to build a fort at one point.
Yes.
Yes, so many Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Daniel, you are such a great guy. You really are. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. So how do people actually contribute if they want to get involved, Daniel? What should people do?
They donate a paper at lindajamie@hotmail.com.
Say that again.
Okay, contact your mum. Your mum's email, is it?
Yep, it's PayPal. A lot of people it's safer to do PayPal than I go get them on their behalf. lindajamie@hotmail.com is the PayPal.
Okay.
Okay, and then you go and get the eggs.
Yeah, now we've also had people, it's so funny, they run to the door, throw the eggs on the ground, bang on the door, and then they run. It's so funny.
It's brilliant.
It's such a great thing to do.
Yeah. And as you said, the eggs are going to be to the inner city helping homeless, Tala Hospital, St. James Hospital, Our Lady's Hospice in House Cross, Dublin Fire Brigade, local Garda stations, and also the Defence Forces who are working really hard as well.
Daniel, you are actually like a human Easter bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Easter bunny.
You are the first official human Easter bunny. Congratulations.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're like a superhero. Wow. All the kids are going to be in awe of you. You're going to be like their hero.
Yeah,
how cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Actually, yes. So you are actually Super Bunny.
He's Super Bunny. Oh, Daniel, well done, love. Yeah. Just such a great, oh, kind thing to do. We're so impressed here. So impressed.
Make sure, Linda, make sure you get that photo to us. We'd love to see it. Linda, thank you so much. And Daniel McGann, our Super Bunny, thank you so much.
Well done, guys. Fantastic.
Okay, we'll keep in contact.
Thanks
Take
for
care.
Talking
bye
to
bye.
Us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye. God bless.